Today on Gardening in a Minute, chinch bugs. Chinch bugs are a major pest of St. Augustine grass and cause a lot of damage. Chinch bug damaged areas appear as yellow to brown patches, and injury typically occurs first in grass that's water stressed or in full sun. Chinch bugs are active when it's warm, but may cause damage year-round in parts of Florida. Not all brown grass indicates a chinch bug infestation. If you suspect you have chinch bugs, inspect the border between the brown and green grass for the tiny black and white adults. If you do have chinch bugs, you'll need to devise a plan to get rid of them. Treat with an appropriate pesticide in the spring or try non-chemical options like reducing thatch or minimizing fertilizer use. You can always consult a pest control professional for help treating them. For more information about chinch bugs and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, tools for weeding. Weeding might not be anyone's favorite gardening chore, but it's one that needs to be done. There are many tools that can make this onerous task easier. Often your hands are the most efficient way to pull weeds, but even then you should wear leather or thick gloves to protect them. Garden kneelers or garden pads will help preserve your knees. Weeding knives and forks are helpful for extracting certain tough, thick weeds, like wild garlic bulbs. A small hoe is handy for flower beds and detailed weeding, and a traditional hoe is ideal for large areas. Many specialty hoes come with long handles that reduce bending and back stress. Herbicides are another tool, but the best approach to controlling weeds utilizes all your options. For more information about weeding and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, climbing roses. A rose-covered trellis adds beauty to any garden. Some roses only grow as shrubs, but climbing roses are suited to a trellis or arbor and add vertical interest to the landscape. Climbing roses should be tended like any other kind of rose. Amend the soil with lots of organic matter and fertilize the plant regularly. Climbing roses tend to have long, sprawling growth and will need to be pruned to look their best. Some climbers bloom only once a year, and others flower throughout the season. They come in a huge variety of colors and can have single or double blooms. New varieties of climbing roses become available all the time. Just make sure you choose a variety suited for Florida. For more information about climbing roses and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, how plants reproduce. Plants make new plants in many different ways. Out of the more than 300,000 different kinds of plants, more than half are seed plants. Seeds are made by flowers or cones. Flowers are the most common source of seeds, but many plants like pine trees produce seeds in their cones. Spore production is the oldest form of plant propagation. Ferns, mosses, and fungi are all examples of spore producers. Other plants can make new plants by themselves, from rhizomes, bulbs, tubers, or corms. These are all forms of asexual vegetative reproduction, which is the growth of new plants from part of the parent plant. Plants like ginger, potato, and ornamental grasses can all reproduce this way. Humans can also create new plants asexually with cuttings, division, and tissue culture. For more information about this, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, the pawpaw. The pawpaw is a small native tree, typically 15 to 20 feet tall, with large dark green leaves. The leaves, which droop distinctly, turn yellow in the fall. Pawpaw bark is silvery and textured, adding winter interest to the landscape even when the leaves are gone. The 2-inch purplish-brown flowers grow in small clusters. Pawpaw fruit is fleshy and oval, starting out green, but later ripening to a dark color with a wrinkled texture. The fruits are edible with soft flesh and a sweet, rich taste similar to bananas, and they're very nutritious. The pawpaw tree will grow best in full sun, but can tolerate shade. Plant yours in rich, moist, and slightly acidic soil. Butterflies, birds, and other wildlife are attracted to the tree's flowers and fruit. For more information about pawpaw and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.